Right, now for some live music here in the studio. Straight from their gig in London earlier tonight, English folk trio Lady Maisery have hot-footed it straight here, looking remarkably relaxed over there, girls. Hannah James, Hazel Askew and Rowan Rangans, performing together as Lady Maisery, are renowned for their unaccompanied singing, their vocal harmonies, their instrumental skills and their finely crafted arrangements. So sit back and prepare to be enchanted. This is Lady Maisery with Honest Work.
I'm not afraid to bend my back, I'm not afraid of dirt, but how I fear the things I do for lack of honest work. My family is lost to me, they couldn't bear the hurt to see the shape their boy is in for lack of honest work. I hold no blame for anyone, 'twas I who did arrange to pay my union dues so I'd not have to learn or change. And when I was replaced, 'twas I who started drank away my savings till I couldn't stop myself. The prophets of a brave new world, captains of industry, have visions grand and great designs, but none have room for me. They see a world to see such things, too late for me they come. And I know I'm not the only one to fall beneath the wheel. Such company cannot assuage the loneliness I feel. So many are resigned to be society's debris, but I will be remembered for the life took from me.
Lady Maisery, live in the studio here, singing Honest Work. Now, they're just going to make their way over to the table to have a little chat with me. You all play in various different ensembles. Rowan, you're with the Rangan Sisters. Hannah James, you've got your solo show, Jig Doll, and you've been working with Maddie Pryor, which I suspect might be where that last song came from, but you can tell me that later. Hazel, with the Askew Sisters and the early music group, The Artisans, and you're all members of Songs of Separation, who just won Best Album at this year's Folk Awards. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
I'm wondering, how do you decide when you find a new song or a tune that you want to do, how do you decide which of the different ensembles is best suited to it?
Yeah, it's interesting. It kind of, whenever I find a song, it's always quite obvious in a way which band and this band in particular, it's very specific material, and I don't know, we're quite good at sort of guessing what the other two are gonna approve of.
these days.
I think.
And there have been songs that we've brought to the table that once we sing all together, once we kind of try it, we know immediately or fairly soon, oh, this is a Maisery song. Actually, this just isn't. Maybe it's a really great song, but it just isn't ours. And so it's quite obvious, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So Hannah, that song, did you get that one from the singing of Maddie Pryor by any chance?
I did, yeah, but actually it wasn't from working with her. I came across it because it was used as the theme music on a John Pilger documentary that I was watching, and her version of it was used on that. So then I emailed her and said, oh, can we do that in the trio? Because I really liked her version of it. So.
And did you know where it came from originally? Because it's a Todd Rundgren song.
Yeah, I found out that afterwards. Yeah, it's amazing. So it's our rock song, which is...
And that was immediately a Lady Maisery song, was it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I kept singing it in sound checks, didn't I? And the girls were saying, oh, maybe we should do that. So.
Sound checks are such a good way of just trying something out and seeing if the rest of your band reacts to it or not, isn't it? So, before we go any further, the name Lady Maisery, how did that come about? What does it mean? Why?
So it's a name that comes up in lots of ballads. And as far as we know, it's mostly in ballads. It comes up, you don't seem to find it in any other literature. But Maisery was often quite a kind of strong-willed female character. So it kind of suited, actually, our material. There's actually a Lady Maisery ballad, an incredibly harrowing ballad, a very long one, and she's just kind of a very strong character in it. So it's kind of inspired us.
And Rowan and Hazel, you're both in duos with your sisters.
Yeah.
Arguably the people that probably know your music better than anybody else. How does it, is there a difference in the way that you work with people that you're not related to?
Yeah. I think we've been gigging so much, we feel a bit like sisters, us three, I think, in some ways.
Yeah.
We have the same closeness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose there is, I mean, people talk about it as sibling, like,
connection.
I don't know, telepathy or something. I mean, there is maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I think you you get this kind of telepathy from just playing together loads and loads, I think.
Especially duo. I think maybe in a duo you just have, I mean, a trio you get a lot of focus on each other, but a duo is like you're only looking at one
very
other
intense
person and you get the whole of that person back. So maybe that's part of it as well.
Yes, yes. So tell me about the next piece that you're going to play.
So it's two tunes. The first one is an English tune called Bagpipers, which was found in a manuscript by Dave Shepherd, the fiddle player, in the British Library. And the second tune is one that I wrote and dedicated to my amazing Auntie Sheila for her 70th birthday.
Okay. Wend your way back over to your instruments. So there's a really good array of instruments over there as well. There's a couple of fiddles, harp, accordion, and something which goes by the name of a bansitar, which I don't know if it's in this one, but we're going to hear it sooner or later. Here we go, Bagpipers and Sheilas.
Di-yum-di-dum-di-do, di-yum-di-do-di-da-di-da-di-yum-di-do-di-do, di-yum-di-dum-di-do, di-yum. Di-yum-di-dum-di-do, 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 di-yum-di-dum-di-do.
da 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 da
Wonderfully intricate arrangements there from Lady Masary, who'll be back later for more live music. Chosen by Lady Masary. We're just discussing the sound of that fiddle on track. It's incredible.
I absolutely love that. That's what I'm going for, actually.
It doesn't sound anything like a fiddle.
It's amazing.
No, it's amazing.
So tell us about the next song you're about to do.
It's a song called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, and it comes from a similar era, actually. It comes from a songwriter called Richard Farina, who was also on the kind of Greenwich Village scene. And, he sadly died at just 29, so he probably would have written a lot more songs. But this is, a really beautiful song, kind of about our relationship to the natural world and how it's changed.
The girls are just making their way back over to the instruments. I've got a whole load of tour dates I can read out to you. I might do that at the end.
As gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand, the colours blend and roll as one together. The quiet joys of brotherhood.
was a Richard Farina song, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, sung live in the studio here by Lady Masary. And as a trio, there's such a variety of sounds there. There's the three voices and all the different instruments. And can you tell us a little bit about the instruments we're hearing there? There's some very unusual sounds. They're leaping across the studio to get here in time.
Yeah, so I've been playing a harp, kind of folk harp, a 34-string harp.
And on that track, I play a bansitar, which is quite an unusual instrument. Mm. There's about 30 of them in existence now. My dad built that for me. So,
has he built other instruments?
Well, he's a violin maker and a banjo maker, kind of, normally. And then occasionally,
he
fancies making something different. So the bansitar is a hybrid instrument between a banjo and a sitar.
And is it the only one of those that he's ever made?
Or? No. So that's the first one he made. And then since we've been gigging it out, there's been some banjo geeks that feel like actually that could add to their collection. So there's about 30 in the world now.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Might start an orchestra one day.
The Bansitar Orchestra. That would be interesting. So one of the things I've been thinking about, Hannah, I know we've spoken before about how you learnt the clog dancing and accordion in Stockport with the Fosbrooks.
Yeah.
But Hazel and Rowan, you're very keen on folk music educating as well. So I get a strong sense from all of you that of the importance of learning and teaching. Tell me a little about that.
Well, I think we've kind of all grown up going to different kind of workshops and being taught by different people, and that's very much kind of part of the folk ethos, I think. And so we're very keen to kind of continue doing that and teaching workshops and different things to kind of help pass that on. We run quite a lot of singing workshops and singing weekends together on harmony singing, and we also all do a lot of individual work teaching sometimes as well.
Mm. Yeah, the singing weekends have become quite important to us.
Yeah.
We get a lot from that, like being able to be to work on harmony singing with a group of people for like 2 or 3 days, and then really kind of, I think we get a lot from that now. Mm. Yeah.
In what way does it feed you?
I don't know, like for me quite emotionally, actually, to understand that the importance of singing actually for people's health and well-being, and just, you know, the effect that singing in a big group has on people that don't often do that. Actually, I think we're quite lucky, we get to sing in harmony all the time. Yeah. But sometimes when you invite people into that situation and make a beautiful sound, it can be really affecting. And
people get very emotional at the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And for really us, nice. It's really nice to remember, I think, the power
so
of singing.
You can sometimes, you can bring that to bear when you're singing those songs again. It adds an extra layer of...
Yeah, just reminds you that it's powerful.
Definitely. Yeah. And last night, actually, we had a gig where we had about four of our, we call them ladies and men who masery, and we had about four of them in the gig. And it was really nice because they sort of know the songs in a different way now as well, because we've taught some of them, and it's really cool to have them in the audience. Yeah. Sort of.
You can hear them singing out.
Yeah.
So nice.
You want to have my dad in your audience, then you need to worry. Oh, dear me. Right. So tell me, what track are you going to finish off with?
It's a song that Hazel wrote.
Yeah, it's a song called Order and Chaos. And I wrote it after thinking a bit about the kind of different ways we try and explain things that we can't understand. So maybe through thinking about kind of religion, or thinking about folklore, or thinking about science. And I thought there are lots of old traditional songs about death from a kind of religious perspective or a kind of folkloric perspective. But I think the physics is really beautiful. So it's kind of about death and physics.
Okay, so heading back over, Hazel Askew, Rowan Rangans and Hannah James performing together as Lady Masary.
Gather round, for time is turning. This part of my story is closing. As the hour draws near, I wonder, not fear, at the journey that I will be taking. I might be in the beat of a wing. I might be in the rush of a river. As year turns year, I'll always be here through springtime to wintry weather. Lay me down, set me free. the world, I'll still be. You'll not find me in order but chaos, as I follow the path that time makes us. I'll leave you the light from the sun, every beam that fell on my face. Photons and waves, the paths that we changed, they have all left a mark on this place. And I'll leave you the warmth of my skin that floats to our soaring hearts. Nothing's lost, nothing's found, it all just moves around and keeps us from falling apart. Lay me down, set me free. Oh, part of this world I'll still be. You'll not find me in order but chaos, as I follow the path that time makes us.
Lady Masery, live in the studio. That was Order and Chaos, written by Hazel Askew. Performing there with Rowan Rheinguns and Hannah James. Thank you so much for coming in and playing and singing for us. It was really lovely. Thank you. I said I was going to read you the tour dates, so here goes. The first one they've already done, that was tonight. Tomorrow, in fact, today, actually. Oh, this is going to be a long day for you girls. the Cornhall in Diss in Norfolk, and then Cambridge on Monday, then Bath, St Mary's Church, Stogumber in Somerset. Oh, that's a new one to me. Exeter, then the Mac in Birmingham, Bamford, Reith, Otley, Wyeside Arts Centre in Bulth Wells, Cardigan, and lots more. In fact, if you go to ladymasery.com, you can find all the information that you would ever need about Lady Masery on there. So thanks very much for that. Lovely.